February 14th, 1930, 1 year after the Valentine's Day massacre. The story was changed, but Chicago didn't stop. 1 year later, and at least 99% of people seem to forget. Dipped in brandy and jazz. But not me. I won't forget. I have my plans today, and I will end it. It all started at 1929's New Year. I was alone and decided to go somewhere. I started walking, no destination, believing I would spend the midnight ring in the streets. But I ended somehow in a cabaret. And there, everything started. My happiness, my adventure, and my fear. I still can smell the cigar and the alcohol. I still can listen to the music. On stage, a band playing. I sat at a table and asked for scotch. In a way, it looked like the pianist was looking at me. I should be wrong. So many people there and me in the middle. He could be looking anywhere. He could not be looking at me. And if it was, I would behave. I wanted to avoid conflict since my last boyfriend. I really wanted to be alone. That's when she arrived. Jeanette. She would be my releasement, my love, and my main problem. If only I knew.
Hi. No, it's vacant. Yes, you can see it. Well, nice to meet you, Jeanette. I'm Donna.
If I live here?
No, well, honestly, I don't have any idea where the fuck I am. No, I left home and started walking.
No, I don't have any idea.
Well, I live in the 10th Avenue.
What? Oh, fuck, I am very far away.
Who? No, you said someone like me. Who?
Eddie?
Who is Eddie? No, I told you I've never been here before.
Oh, the pianist?
Well,
I was right. The pianist was looking at me. Eddie was his name. Handsome, big, a very dominant look. I liked him, and Jeanette seemed to support it eagerly. I didn't know why. Now I know. Now I regret.
Good. No, no, Jeanette, please. No, don't leave me here alone. I know, but I don't want to talk to him all alone. Yes, I know. Well, Jeanette told me your name.
Yes. She told me that you, liked me.
Oh, yes, please, take a seat. No, thank you, I'm already drinking. No, you don't... thank you.
Well, yes, it was very interesting. I liked your music. You are very talented. Well, yes, I can see that your fingers are very talented.
What do you mean, not only with the piano? Yeah, sure, you can tell me everything.
Oh my!
Well, I'm flattered.
I don't need to say that drink after drink, small talk after small talk, flirt after flirt, we ended on bed.
Oh yes, Eddie, yes, please. Oh my, oh yes, so good. Oh yes, yes, I like when you do it. Mm-hmm. Yes, oh yes, oh, oh yes, I like it. Oh fuck, fuck me, Eddie. Oh yes. Happy New Year! Oh, it's a Happy New Year! Yes! 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 Oh, Happy New Year! You too, Eddie! I'm gonna come!
It was January 1st, and 2nd, and 3rd, 2 weeks, day after day, non-stop. Eddie and I lived a very hard time, always with the strange support from Jeanette. I never distrusted her, but if I paid more attention, I would see that something was wrong, very wrong. I'm going, dear. Oh, Jeanette, hi.
Is everything okay?
Sure, come in. I was waiting for...
Yes, Eddie.
Why?
Sure, darling, we can talk.
Do you want to drink something?
Okay.
Yes, yes, I remember.
What do you mean, wasn't supposed to last?
He what? Wait, Eddie is your boyfriend?
But you didn't...
No, no, this is not right. I will end it all.
I'm so sorry, Jeanette, I...
No, what? You don't want me to break up with him? So, what do you want...
Oh, Jeanette, wait, I just, yes, I will shut up. No, Me? No, I've never been with a girl. Yes. Yes. Oh, your breasts. Oh, they're so soft. Oh, your mouth. Oh, your touch. Oh, of course I like it. No, but... Oh, Janet. Oh, Janet. Yes. Yes, I am yours. Yes, I am your little slut. Oh. Oh. Oh, fuck me, Janet. Yes. Oh, your mouth is so good. Oh, I can feel you. I can feel you, yes. Yes, please. Please kiss my pussy. Oh, I never thought that a crow's mouth could feel so good. Yes. Oh, yes. Yes, you're great. Oh, Janet, don't stop. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, your fingers are so good inside me. Oh, I can't stop. Oh, my God. Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, you're so good and soft. So different from every man. Oh, yes. Oh, Janet, yes. Oh, fuck, yes, I'm gonna... Oh, my God, I'm gonna come. Yes, yes, yes. Oh, oh, oh. 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 You're so good.
She told me she wanted to be part of her little case. She said she was okay to share him, as long as he shared me too. And for a moment, well, for a week, I was okay with that idea. We had very sexual moments. I left for a while my apartment and moved temporarily to theirs. We had sex before breakfast, after breakfast, before lunch, after lunch, before dinner, after dinner, before the shows. Well, sometimes during the shows and before sleep. I could never imagine I'd had so much sex in my whole fucking life the way I had that week. But things got worse when I met Carl. Carl was a simple salesman, tall, chubby, with a sweet eye and a soft voice, almost a whisper. He was in the cabaret that night, and he kept staring at me. Well, I wasn't that shy lost girl anymore. In fact, I was very popular there now. Even more popular than Janet and Eddie together. I was far away experienced now. I had a beautiful sex dress, crimson kiss, smoky eyes. I was sexy as fuck, and men used to break their necks just to see me. I had my affairs, my confidence, but inside, a silly heart ready to believe in love. Well, hello, handsome. I know you noticed me. You aren't discreet at all. Nice to meet you. I'm Donna. Carl. What a beautiful name. It's one of my favorite names, you know. Yes, it is. Tell me, Carl, what can I do for you? Your first time here? A virgin? Don't worry, I like virgins. Oh, I'm just kidding. Oh no, dear, don't be ashamed. Come on here. I will show you the place. Oh wow, you have strong arms. Oh, and your cologne. What are you looking for? Oh, I see. Your ex-girl broke your heart and ended the relationship. And now you want a beautiful pair of legs to get over it. Oh, don't worry, dear. I can be that pair of legs if you want. And then, once again, I was in someone's arms. Another unknown man. And I felt so good with it. But the problem was, I fell in love. Carl was different from Eddie and Jeanette. He was the kind of man that does the course, likes long walks, read books, listen to music, and dance cheek to cheek. Carl was the personification of love. Eddie and Jeanette of sex. I stopped seeing Eddie and Jeanette. And I chose to be with Carl. I was so happy. I really was falling for him. And I committed my hugest mistake. I told Jeanette that at the time I thought was my best friend. Oh, he's so sweet. We held hands, walking together. And when the car almost splashed water on me, he put himself to protect me. He was soaked, poor thing. But he did it for me. And when I asked if it was okay, he said, "Worth being soaked for you." Oh, honey, I'm sorry. I don't stop babbling about Carl. And I still feel bad to break with you and Eddie, to be only with Carl. It's just, I feel that... Can I tell you a secret? Sure, you're my best friend. I trust you.
Janet, we... I... Well, he...
we said, I love you.
Yes, isn't it great? Oh, Janet, I knew you would be happy for me. Thank you, friend. Oh, finally, I feel that he could be the one.
Janet, what are you... Hey, you were looking away, distant, with a wicked smile. What were you thinking?
Nothing? Are you sure?
Well, okay then.
Oh,
I was so stupid that I didn't notice. My anxiety to be loved by a sweet man was so big that I never imagined that Jeanette made her plan. Carl and I kept meeting the next day, but now, for some reason, less often. He started to be cold with me, but still lovely. He said that was too much work. I knew inside me that was something wrong, but I chose to believe him. To believe him or to fool me. February 13th, 1929, at the cabaret, the night before Valentine's Day. I noticed that Carl and Jeanette were missing. In my heart, I knew that something was happening, but I wanted to believe that I was crazy. I wish I was, but no, I wasn't. I went to the backstage and then I found them. Jeanette on her knees, sucking Carl's cock. Michael, the man I told her I loved, and him calling her love.
What the fuck is it? No? Oh, I know what I saw there. You bastard said you loved me. You! Oh, you! I thought you were my friend! No! Don't follow me! I don't want to see you anymore! I don't want to see none of you! No Jeanette, no Carl, no Eddie anymore! Enough! I don't want to talk to you again! It's over! You understand? Over!
I broke into fury out the door. I ran down the street until I got to my apartment. I got drunk on my own. I cried myself to sleep, asking myself, why? Repeatedly. Slept. Didn't have any dream. And I woke up with a certain commotion in my room. All confused. I heard voices of men and hands gripping me hard. Not for pleasure, but with extreme force. I despaired. I thought I would be raped there. But no, it was worse. Eddie, Jeanette, and Carl teamed up to put me in a madhouse. They were combining with each other already had a week. They wanted me out of the cabaret and didn't know what to do. They decided to get me out of circulation, lock me in a madhouse. I was broken, betrayed, lonely. I almost died. And then I found my strength. That day, the city would be so shocked with the Valentine's Day massacre that they could lock a cat in the madhouse and no one would say a word. I was drunk. Was easy to have an excuse. But you know, when you are a hot, even crazy patient in a madhouse in Chicago 1929, you can't trust much the nurses or even the doctor. They only want what we have to offer. Money or sex. And I, my dear, had sex. Lot of sex. I fucked all the doctors, all the nurses in that institution. And they started to be my friends. I made contacts. I told my story. At first, they thought I was really crazy. But then, one doctor was a cabaret client, and he knew people there. He started to investigate things, and then, almost 1 year later, they found the truth. Yes, doctor? You called me. Oh, you need to talk to me? I see. Do you want to talk to your little girl? Or maybe you want to play with your kitten? Oh, wow. You really want to talk to me? Oh, sure, of course, I'm listening. Yes, I know him. He plays the sax in the cabaret. Did you talk last night? Interesting. And he told you everything? Well, doctor, I hate to say I told you. Oh, no, I'm not. Oh, don't worry. I will be a good girl. Oh, no, doctor. I don't want you calling the police for them. Actually, I want to make a call, and all I want is to get out of here. Are you going to release me tomorrow? Good. Yes, I just want to make one call, a private call, if you don't mind. Of course, my dear. And after my call, we're gonna have a lot of fun, you know, as a farewell. Alphonse.
Hey, Alfie. It's me, your sweetie. Yes, I know. It's been a long time. You know, I need a favor. I will be released tomorrow and I need some kind of equipment. No, don't worry. I can do it myself.
It's time now. It's time to end it. It's time to pay back all the suffering, all the pain. It's my time now, and I won't let it go.
Hello! Oh, wow! Carl, Eddie, Jeanette?
Why, I'm not surprised.
What? You all seem you saw a ghost. Tell me, my dears, are you enjoying my apartment here? I can see you are. Oh no, don't worry. You don't need to get up. You don't need to get dressed too. Look, all I want here is thank you for all the fun I had in the madhouse. Oh, I fucked so many doctors and nurses and visitors and nutsos that I really lost the count. Was better than when I moved in. When I left my beautiful place here on the 10th Avenue to live there with you both to have sex the whole fucking day. Well, at least there I had twice the time per week. Obviously, wasn't good, or even with consent sometimes, but I can get over it. Now, it's time to give you all you deserve. It's payback time. Keep the change, you filthy animal.